Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all. Hallelujah. God is so awesome, isn't he? Oh, boy, what a year we have had. Glory to God. Talk about a year. That was a year. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. We are so thankful. Look, we made it over to the other side in more ways than one. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. He's so good. And we're grateful and thankful for all that he has done, all that he has accomplished. And what a time it has been. And I'm looking forward to God doing a new thing this year. Are you excited? Are you excited? Hallelujah. Man, I hope you're so excited you tell somebody about Jesus. My Lord, have mercy. Yes, he is so awesome in our lives, and just the testimony of the Lord that he has given us is phenomenal. And it has not been something that has come easy, and it's not been a process that we should take lightly, but we should learn and grow from every experience. And then testify of what the Lord has done. Testify of the goodness of the Lord. Now we begin a new year. A brand new start. Hallelujah. And God is doing a new thing in all the earth. And he's doing new things in our lives. And that is why we serve the Lord, isn't it? Hallelujah. It's not just because we want eternal life and we want to experience all of the fullness of God in our lives. It's not just that. It's that we are grateful. We are thankful for all that he has done. He has demonstrated himself over and over again. He's proven himself, and we serve him. We worship him. We magnify his name. We glorify his name, not just for what we get out of it, but because he is worthy. He is worthy. And we're so grateful and thankful. And so today we begin this new year with a new theme. And our theme is the expanse. The expanse of God. God creating the heavens and the earth. And God has done all that he has done. He expands things. Did you know that? That's what God does. He is a God of life. He breathes life into things. And when life comes into it, it grows. It expands. We have more depth. We have more of provision. We have more of the things that represent the kingdom of God being demonstrated in our lives. And over again, God is proving himself to the world so that you and I can have the tools and the resources we need to prove that God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that he is able to heal, deliver, and set free. And that is our testimony. That is our story. And so it begins in the beginning with God. It always begins with God in the beginning. And that is why we need to be willing to change. That is why we need to be willing to testify of the things of God. And sometimes we need an intervention. Hallelujah. We need an intervention. Do you know what an intervention is? Hallelujah. Have you ever needed an intervention? Interventions are needed when you're so accustomed to a certain way, a certain process, a certain manner of thinking. And you need someone to step in to give you deeper insight, a better perspective. Sometimes you just need another perspective to help bring things into a rightful place. And this is what God does with his word. When we abide in his word, when we meditate on his word, when we trust in him, when we enter into communion with him and we have a relationship with him, God does an intervention in our lives. Have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you asked Jesus to come into your life? Well, essentially, you're asking for an intervention. And God has the ability to intervene in the lives of each and every one of us, especially when you say, "Here am I, Lord, use me." And when we surrender our lives to God, we say, "God, you have the authority and permission to intervene in our lives and use us and do with us as you will." And as we go through life, we find ourselves facing challenges and difficulties. And oftentimes, we can't get free of things ourselves. We can't get out of it ourselves. We don't understand what to do or how to handle it or manage it, because we're stuck in this way that we can't seem to get free of. But God shows up. And just like a set of dominoes or blocks that are falling in succession, God sticks his hand out and he says, "You will not fall. You will not be defeated. You will not be destroyed. You will not die, but you shall live. An abundant life will be imparted to you." And the hand of God has the ability to intervene so that you and I can remain upright, so that you and I may be able to stand even in the midst of trouble. Yes. And so I'd like to use as a theme today, begin with God. Yes. Begin with God. Are you ready for the word of the Lord today? Yes. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful for your word. And we just ask, God, that you would magnify yourself in the midst of our lives, that you would expand yourself in the depths of our soul, in the aspects of our life, Lord, that need a divine intervention. Oh God, we need you, Lord. God, this is a new year and a new opportunity for you, Lord, to do magnificent things in the lives of your people. We ask, oh God, that this would be a new beginning and a brand new start as you do a new thing in the midst of our fellowship, our church, our families, our lives. God, we're looking to you with anticipation and excitement for this that you are about to do. In Jesus' name, we thank you, oh God. Amen and amen. Well, all good things begin with God. And so often, I'm going to move this thing back a little bit. The cross, hallelujah. And God is looking to do new things. It's what God does. God brings life where there is no life. He brings light where there is darkness. He brings chaos into order. This is what God specializes in. And you and I, we fit into those categories at one point or another as we go through life, because we're in the midst of a battle. There is a battle going on for humanity, and God has intervened with his word. And when he speaks his word, things happen. Life begins to come alive. It begins to expand. It begins to enhance itself wherever it is spoken. The word of God breathes life into us. And so when we look in Genesis of chapter 1, we all are familiar with the fact that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It didn't just happen. It wasn't just some random bang. Nothing can bang unless it's banging because of something. But if there's nothing, there can be no bang. So only God could have established these things. And when we get to verse 3, it says, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Why is it that we needed light? It was because darkness filled the earth, and it was void. Verse 4 says, God saw that light and said it was good. It was suitable. It was pleasant. And he approved it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God separated the light from the darkness. And that means they're two distinct things. They're not it's not a transition of no light into light. It is literally two separate things. Even if you have a dimmer switch on your lights, there is a point where it is total darkness and then light appears. And there's a distinct break between the two, and it's even greater when you look at LED lights, right, the new ones. You're able to see that as opposed to the old analog lights that began to heat up and slowly grow in. And it would be a little more difficult to see that initial spark. But when God shows up, there is an initial spark of life. And the light of God begins to shine. You begin to see a little bit more and a little bit more. And the greater the light, the more you can see. And that's what God is doing in our lives. He is doing this great and magnificent thing. God separated the light from the darkness. And it says God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning one day. Hallelujah. And you and I, we know that weeping endures for a night, but the word of God tells us joy comes in the morning. The morning always represents joy. It represents a time of joy. When the light shines, it says celebrate and give thanks because God has showed up. Hallelujah. When you get up in the morning and you see the sun, that is a reminder that God has already arrived. Hallelujah. And he has shown up to guide us through our day. It says, and there was evening and morning. It was one day, and God said, let there be firmament. A firmament, which is the expanse in the sky and in the midst of the waters. And so he separates the waters from the waters. Think about that. Think about that for a minute. It's the waters of the expanse. They're like a sandwich. Think of two pieces of bread that are put together before it's sliced. And then God comes in and he slices the bread and cuts it into two sheaths and two halves. And he separates it. And that's where the meat goes. Hallelujah. That's where the meat goes. And so he separates the waters from the water, and then he brings in the light of God to illuminate what's in between. The waters of God. The water represents the word of God. Whenever you see waters mentioned in the scripture, it relates to the word of God. Troubled waters means people are having a hard time aligning themselves with the word of God. They're in conflict with the word of God. That's when trouble shows up. And that is a time of difficulty and hardship. But the waters that God intends for us is living water. That is the water that Christ brings into our lives. And you and I need living water. And so if you want to succeed in life, if you want a brand new start, if you want to see God do a new thing, you must come to God. It begins with God. It always comes back to God. No matter what your situation is, you need to talk to God about it. You need to come before the Lord about it. And so often we go through things and we try to manage it ourselves. We try to deal with it ourselves. But if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will show up, the word of God says. He will not only show up, but he will give us direction. He will tell us what to do and how to do it. He will speak life into the situation so that we can expanse and experience the magnificence of God in the midst of those situations. So no matter what you're dealing with, it always comes back to God. Don't try to do a new thing. Don't buy a treadmill and go exercising and do all this stuff without first coming to God about it. Otherwise, your treadmill will become another extension of your hangers in the closet. And you will find it collecting dust, and it'll be one more thing for you to have to clean. Hallelujah. And so don't try to do a new thing in 2023 without first coming to God. God is the one who will enable you to have a new life experience. He will help you lose weight. Hallelujah. That's not what Daniel fast is for. It's not for losing weight. Don't be trying to use Daniel fast to lose weight. Use Daniel fast to get closer to God. That's what it's all about. Hallelujah. If you want to lose weight, talk to God about it during the Daniel fast. Hallelujah. And then he will tell you what to not eat anymore. Hallelujah. And God will give you directions. That's why we have a relationship with God. He is our advocate. He is our paracletus, right? He is our legal advisor. He is the one who speaks into our life. That means we consult him before we put our foot in our mouth or another sandwich. Hallelujah. Or a piece of cake or whatever it is that we're putting in our bodies that are causing us to expand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so in the beginning, John 1:1 says, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself, and he was present originally with God. The Word of God. Jesus is the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God has called us to understand that the Word and God are synonymous. They go together. You cannot separate God from his Word. God is his Word, and his Word is God. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the Word made flesh. If you want to see what it looks like to live out the Word of God, look at Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the manifestation of the Word in human form. And when you and I look to him, he enables us to have a pattern to follow. So that you and I, when we abide in the Word, that's why the Word of God says that. Abide in the Word day and night. Meditate on it day and night. Pray without ceasing. All of this is taking place because there's a transformation taking place. There's an expansion that begins to take place. The light of God begins to expand within you. We begin to become transformed. We begin to become renewed. We begin to become strengthened and fortified against the strategies of the enemy. And we're able to see and hear and perceive things that we otherwise would not see, hear, and perceive. And this is why people are bored in church. They get bored in church because they don't have a relationship with the Word of God. And so when the Word of God is being spoken in life, is being represented, rather than absorbing it and allowing it to impact their hearts, their minds are snatched away by the enemy, the evil one. He comes, the Word of God tells us, and he snatches the seed of the Word so that it cannot take root in your life. Yep, yep. You find yourself leaving the same way you came. Yep. Don't let this happen to you in 2023. Don't allow the enemy to rob you of divine opportunities that God presents us so that you and I can expand in the power of God, in the strength of God, in the dynamics of the Spirit of God. God wants to breathe life into you. Hallelujah. Do you ever see Christians that have no life? You ever see that? Yeah, not really. You really don't, because you got to wonder, are you really Christians if you don't have life in you? Hallelujah. And so you don't really see Christians. You see religious people who claim to be Christians, maybe. But when the Spirit of God comes alive in your life, when you're ignited by the Spirit of God, something happens on the inside because you've received the Spirit of God. And it's designed to expand you. It's designed to give life to you, to bring depth to you. This is what the Word of God does. And that's why we meditate on it. And that's why Satan tries to keep you so busy, you can't do it. And he doesn't care what it is that you're doing as long as you're not in the Word of God. Hallelujah. And then, if it doesn't take root, then that's even better. Because now you become religious and you have enough information, but it's not really affecting how you live. And that's the next battle that we have to overcome. And that's why it's not enough to get the Word in your head. The Scripture doesn't say get the Word in your head, does it? No, it says the Word should be in your heart so that you don't sin against God. That's not just so that you don't become a murderer. It's so that you don't miss out divine opportunities. That's what he's talking about, yes. And so often we say, well, I'm not as bad as that brother over there. You know, at least I didn't rob from my mother or steal from my coworkers or do some evil thing. I didn't curse anybody out, or I didn't do any evil thing. I didn't go down to the bar and get drunk and fall out on the floor. I didn't do any of that. Hallelujah. Well, there's way more to it than that, isn't there? There's way more to it than that. Because the Word of God needs to come out in your life. Do we spend time with God? Do we fellowship in the midst of the saints of God and the body? Do we receive of the Spirit of God? Are we growing in the dynamics of the kingdom and of the Spirit of God? Are our minds being transformed and renewed so that we see things from God's perspective, so that we see things the way God sees them? This is what will happen if you experience God. When you experience God, so many people, they say, oh, I tried Jesus and it just wasn't for me. Well, I don't know where you tried him. At the mall, where were you trying Jesus? You know, were you trying him on like a suit? You know, you're putting him on like you bought a new outfit or something. You know, there's no such thing as trying Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus tries you, but you don't try Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will try you with fire, the Word of God says. And when the Lord shows up in your life, you will know it. And there's no going back. Hallelujah. There's no going back. Oh, hallelujah. You may dabble in the religious side. You may dabble in on the human side. But when you are born of the Spirit of God, there is a transformation. There is a change that takes place in a person's life. And it's undeniable. And the world will see that there's something different about you. And you will know that you are changed. The world will know that God has shown up in your life, and they won't even understand that it's God. They may not be able to relate to it, but you will know that God is doing a new thing in you. And from that day on, that initial spark of light ignites in the darkness of your heart, of your mind, of your life. And many people have good intentions, but good intentions, we all know, are good for nothing. It's follow through and accomplishment that needs to take place if you are to succeed in anything in life. And there's nothing worse than somebody who's looking there at the end of their life saying, well, I intended to do this, and oh, I tried to do that, and I wanted to do the right thing. And everybody's going, oh, we're so sorry for you that you didn't get the things that you wanted to get done in life. But it's too late now. Hallelujah. You know, you're at the point where there's no going back. And that happens to every one of us. We are going to come to that point where we're going to be looking back and say, Lord God, oh God, forgive me. Forgive me. And we're going to look to God and we're going to say, God, give me one more day. Give me one more year. Hallelujah. Well, God says, here it is, 2023. This is your new year. This is your new day. It's your new month, your new quarter, your new hour. It's a new minute. Hallelujah. And God says, let the Word of God take root in you. Let it come alive in you. Let it bring forth life. Hallelujah. Have you ever made tea or coffee? Yeah. You start out with coffee grains or tea bags. Oh, what would it be like if you took that coffee or that tea bag and you put it into the hot water and nothing happened? What would happen if nothing happened? You would say there's something wrong with the tea bag, right? There's something wrong with the coffee. There's something, it's supposed to bring about a change. You're supposed to see dark swirls start to going through the water. And you're supposed to see fusing taking place, going out. And that's what happens when you're genuinely in a right relationship with Jesus Christ. Things will begin to ooze. The Spirit of God, that seed, will start to ooze into the waters of your life. And he will bring peace, and he will bring renewal and revival, and he will change the flavor of your water. Hallelujah. And he will make you sweeter than honey. Hallelujah. That's what the Word of God says. Sweeter than the honey. And also the honeycomb. Hallelujah. Isn't that what it says? You know the Psalms? Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, God, He is a life changer. He transforms life. And a new year is a new opportunity. It's a new time so that we can make the aligning tweaks and adjustments that need to be made so that we can experience transformation and change. The Word of God is like that tea bag. The Word of God is like that little Keurig cup. And when you allow the water to flow through, oh, the Spirit of God comes down through and He transforms your life. Hallelujah. And He heats it up, right? You got to have hot water, right? You need hot water. And that's what God does. Trust me, the Lord knows how to heat you up. And He will make you hot enough so that you're ready to receive. Hallelujah. You will be ready to receive. God will say, Yeah, you want to experience change? You want to experience new life? He says, first, we're going to bring your life to a boil. Hallelujah. We're going to get you nice and hot so that you can appreciate. You'll be like, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. And God will pour into your life. And until your heart is heated up enough to receive the Word of God, you will not be able to experience the change that you need to experience. And that is why we come to the Lord. I've heard so many people say, well, serving the Lord is a crutch. It's a crutch. No, it's the fact is that God was heating up my life to get me ready to receive that teabag of the living Word of God. Hallelujah. And God was allowing me to experience the challenges and the difficulties of life so that I would call upon the name of the Lord, so I would see that He is a deliverer, so that I would know that He is a healer, so that I would know that He is able to do abundantly more than I could ever ask or imagine. And troubles and trials and difficulties are a part of life, the Word of God says. But you and I, we don't have to go through it alone. God says, use that fire to bring you to a boil where you cry out to God, where you dig in deeper into the Word of God, where you pursue Him with all your heart and all your mind, your soul, and your life. It says in verse 3, all things were made, and He came into existence through Him. And without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. And in Him was life. And the life was the light of men. Do you see that? Oh, hallelujah. When Christ comes into your life, He becomes a light to men. So that people can see the way. They know how to walk. They know how to talk. They know how to intervene. They know how to interact. They know how to operate and flow. And when the Spirit of God shows up, oh, you blend in. You say, yes, God. Oh, glory to God. Last night when we were at the altar, oh, well, and when the praises of the Lord went out, when we started praying and worshiping God, there's a Spirit that filled the room. And even if you weren't there, you aren't ready yet, all of a sudden you got pulled in. And you just wanted to praise God. Oh, when something is stirring within you, you want to praise God. All you need is one person to go, hallelujah. And all of a sudden your soul goes, Thank you, Jesus. You hear, Right? It doesn't matter where you are. You could be at work. You could be somewhere. Somebody could be across the way and you hear Jesus. You're like, ooh, praise the Lord. The call went out. Because that, when you say the name of Jesus, something happens in the spirit. And there's no distance in the spirit. And that name, that word, that thing that was spoken, that was birthed in the realm of the Spirit of God, it has so much life in it that it goes through walls. It goes through everything. All of a sudden, you feel the Spirit of God and you go, hallelujah. Has that ever happened to you? Sometimes out of nowhere, you just hear, you feel that thing. And you're like, ooh, somebody must be praying for me. Somebody must be interceding for me. Somebody that's connected to me in some way is invoking the Spirit of God. And I feel it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Has that ever happened to you? Oh, come on now. I'm talking to the people who know the Spirit of God now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I know everybody don't understand this. I know. It may sound a little crazy, but all right. One day, though. Hallelujah. If you apply these principles, you will have a taste, and you will see. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God. Oh, my Lord. Jesus. My Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God has the ability to show up, and he will do an intervention in your life, and he will transform you. But you have to connect with God. It begins in God. And when you walk with him and you commune with him, and you're just, your mind is stayed on him. Do you know what that means? Stayed on him. Because in him was life, and that life is the light of men. We're staying focused. We're staying in tune with God. The light shines on in darkness, and the darkness has no ability to overpower it. Hallelujah. When light shows up, there's no struggle. Have you ever turned on the light and seen it go? Right? No. If it's doing that, you're like, something wrong with the bulb. Right? You know that something is wrong when you see that, you know, it's flickering and the light is flashing and, you know, you're like, oh, Lord, let me get a new bulb. Right? You don't go, oh, praise the Lord. The light is struggling with the darkness. Come on, light. We're rooting for you. I know you can make it. Hallelujah. No. You hit that switch, you expect instant booyah. Right? Hallelujah. That's what the Spirit of God, he will do. He will do it. The more we walk with God, there's an expansion. There's an expansion. And the darkness can't understand it. It just has to move out of the way. It just has to move out of the way. And that's why we meditate on the Word of God. That's why we abide in Christ. That's why we stay tuned into God, so that the light can shine into the darkness. And the darkness is going, I don't understand it. Oh, what a world. What a cruel world. Oh. And it dissipates. It's gone. God has the ability to transform it. And our behavior is a reflection of where we're from. When you're born of God, when you come from God, there is a shift in the way you operate. Your perspective, your sense of direction, your ways, they all change. Your priorities change. Why? Because the light of God is, so now you see things you didn't see before. You understand things you didn't understand before. And now you're born of the Spirit of God. God is giving you a heavenly perspective. Yes. God shows up. And we see this in the life of John, the Baptist. And we see this in the life of Nicodemus. And we see this in the life of Jesus and the disciples. When they all had an encounter with God, something happened and change took place. In verse 1 of John 3, Nicodemus here is talking to Jesus, and it says that he was a ruler or an authority among the Jews. And that means he had religious knowledge. He was an expert in the law of Moses. He knew the Old Testament cold, but there was something that he needed, and it was the life that God gives. The light of Christ and of God that only God can bring into a person's life. It says he came to Jesus at night. That's significant. He was at night because he was in darkness. And when you're in darkness, you're comfortable at night. Hallelujah. You can go out and hang out. That's why people like to hang out at night, because their darkness is within them. And so they'll hang out at night and they feel comfortable at night. And they do all kinds of devious deeds at night. Isn't that right? Oh, don't get quiet now. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, boy. Ooh. Oh, hallelujah. But when you're in the light, oh, hallelujah. There's just something about it. It changes everything. There is a sound when light is shining that does not exist when you're in darkness. And there is I believe it is the frequency of the Spirit of God that shines during the day. Do you ever notice how you can have something at a certain volume during the day and it's just right, but then all of a sudden at night, that same volume level is too loud? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And that is because of the difference in the frequencies that exist when the sun is out, when the lights are on and things are shining bright. God shows up. And it says when he showed up, he said to Jesus, we know that you've come from God. No one can do these signs, these things that you have done, these miracles. It's proof that God is with you. Hallelujah. And that is what the world is looking for in your life and in my life. They're looking for the proof. They're looking for the wondrous works of God. They're looking for a testimony. They're looking for you to tell them something that God has done that's significant so they can grab onto it and have some sort of faith in God. Because the world is drifting away from God. And there's an evil spirit. There is a movement of darkness that is permeating the world and the earth. And you and I represent the light of Christ, and our lights are going dim. God says that ought not be. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You and I, we must shine bright. We must make people thirsty for the things of God, for a relationship with God, for an experience with God. Because everyone wants life in them. Everyone wants to grow and expand. And so this is what God is doing in our lives. Verse 3 tells us, it says that Jesus answered him and said, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you that unless you're born again, a person is born again, born from above, he cannot even see, he can't even perceive, you don't even know this thing exists, he's saying. There's no way you can even grasp onto the concept of the kingdom of God because you're so earth tied and bound. You cannot get free from that way of thinking and perceiving. And when the light comes on, you ever been in the dark a long time? And all of a sudden, the bright light comes on. You're like, oh. And you got to readjust. Isn't that right? Well, when you've been in a bright light environment and somebody kills the light and it's total darkness, what's that like? It's the opposite, isn't it? Now, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, man, it's dark. And now you're trying to focus. You're trying to see. But your eyes need light in order to see. And when it's gone, now there's no way to really fully focus. And that's why God says you need the light of Christ in your life. Because when we're walking in darkness, there's no way for us to see because we're designed for light. We're designed for light. And when the Spirit of God comes into you, the Word of God is what your soul is hungry for. And so we need to be acquainted with the ways of the kingdom of God. And that can only happen when we're born of the Spirit of God. God does a shift in us. And he gives us something that we otherwise don't have. And Nicodemus says to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter his mother's womb again and be born? And Jesus says, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, unless a man is born of water and even the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Because Spirit is Spirit. Spirit is Spirit. It says, what is born of the flesh is flesh. And what is born of the Spirit is Spirit. He says, marvel not, don't be surprised or astonished that I said to you, you must all be born anew, born from above. This is something that God does. This is what you and I are experiencing in God. There is no way to have an encounter with God, to be born of the Spirit of God and stay the same. It's designed to change you. And you cannot fight the change. Because you'll be fighting against the wind. And we surrender ourselves to God, and God causes us to shift. He causes us to change. It says the wind blows, it breathes. The pneuma of God is the word there. Where it wills, and though your heart hear, you hear its sound, you will not know where it comes from or where it's going. And that is the way everyone is when you're born of the Spirit of God. That means you don't know what God is going to do in your life next. You don't know where you're going to end up. God is going to, he's going to do something in your life. There's going to be an opportunity for you to demonstrate the kingdom of God. God creates opportunities for you to share what Christ has done in your life. You don't know where you're going to end up. Here's Jesus at night. Hallelujah. When everybody else was sleeping, Jesus was walking with Nicodemus, helping him come to a knowledge of the truth. And understand the very things that he's supposedly an expert in. And so Nicodemus says, he asks him, he says, how can all this be possible? And this is what the world is asking. The world is asking the church, the people of God, how can this be possible? If this was real, then why aren't I experiencing it? Why don't I see it in your life? Why don't you have a testimony? Why don't you have a story to tell? Why don't you have an experience to share? Why don't you know what it is that you need to be about? And why does your life look worse than mine? And the world is asking a lot of questions. And God says, I have the answers. And that's why it always comes back to God. God will show you. He will reveal to you the things that you need to see. In 1 John 3:10, it says, by this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. You see that? Oh, saints of God, don't think that people can't tell when you're whether you're of God or not. Oh, people can, because when you're operating in the Spirit, you can sense other people who are operating in the same Spirit. And that is both in lightness and in darkness. People who are operating in sin and in darkness, they know who the other people are who are operating in sin and darkness. And that's why people who have a certain mindset always seem to connect, even in church. It's rare that you see people who are on fire for God connecting with somebody who is just walking in darkness and wants to be their buddy pal. Oh no, those people are interceding for those people and they're reaching out to those people, but they're not going to spend a whole lot of time with that person because they know that they're presenting a spirit that is not of God. And you can sense that on various levels. And when you're operating in the Spirit, you connect with other people who operate in the Spirit. And when you're operating in darkness, you find somebody who's in the same level of darkness as you, and you connect with them. And that's just the way it is. And I've been doing this for a long time. I guarantee you that's a fact. And saints of God, you ought to make sure that you're reaching up. Amen. You connect with people who got more of a relationship with God than you. So that they can pull you up, so that you can grow, so that you can expand. That's what God does. He puts you in an environment where there are opportunities for you to grow, for you to reach up, and for you to experience life-changing, transforming interventions of God. And so he can cause you to do things differently and to operate differently. And so God binds opposing spirits through the application of the word, when you become a doer of the word, when you begin to do what the word of the Lord says. Jesus himself said in John 14, 15, and 16, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He said, you might, you could, you should. He said, you will. And he said, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he may be with you forever. Hallelujah. That means there's no losing him. You can't lose the Holy Spirit. You can be like, you can be trying. You can be like, you know, and believe me, there are people, they're running from God as if they can run from the Holy Spirit, as if they can duck God. You know, people are running from God, right? Like, we have a lot of family members and friends, right? People who grow up in the Lord, they've been trained. The word has been sown into their lives, and they're running. And, you know, and you just sit back, you're like, really? Yeah, you know, get them, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the Lord just comes down from above, you know, and he's so big and so broad, you can run for days, and you're still running right into the arms of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every time. Oh, you can't outrun God. He's got a helper. He's with us forever. He is with us. Why? Because the word says so. God spoke that into life, into existence. When the word comes alive, it will not fail. It will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. And so God is able to bind these opposing spirits through the word of God. And as you and I operate in the Spirit of God, we are able to experience transformation, divine interventions, and reconciliation. It leads to renewal. When you make that connection in God, oh, saints of God, that reconciliation will lead to renewal. It will lead to revival and ultimately life, the life of God, the life of Christ. You will expand. You will expand. And I guarantee you, the enemy says, you can't take my space. I need that space. And he will try to bring you down. He will try to squeeze you back into your old way. He will try to bring you down. But as you abide in the Spirit of God, they can't even comprehend it. He goes to grab you, and all of a sudden, it's like, woo, all of a sudden, he has to let you go. He has to back up. Hallelujah. Too much. And that's why we have to abide in him. We can't be wishy-washy in 2023. We can't be in and out. We can't be here and there. We can't be. The world is getting more and more evil, and you and I have to press in. We have to press in all the more. Let God intervene in your life. Let God do a new thing in your life. Let there be a magnification of God in your heart, in your soul, in your mind. Let God do a new thing. Saints of God, life begins with God. If you want to expand, it begins with God. If you want to experience change, if you want to experience new life, if you want a different experience in 2023 than you had in 2022, then saints of God, oh, hallelujah, let God expand in you. Get back to God. Draw into God. Allow the Spirit of God to do a new thing in you. God wants to do a new thing. I pray that you have accepted Christ as your Savior today. I pray that you have an authentic relationship with God, that the Word of God is being sown into your life. This is what God is doing. This is what God does. And when we trust in the Lord, you and I are able to know that something is happening, something new. Oh, there's something called the anointing. Do you know about the anointing? The anointing is the thing that God gives us, a quickening. The Word of God calls it a quickening. There's a quickening of your spirit when God shows up. And that is why communion is so important. Are you ready for communion today? Are you ready to commune with God? You and I are called of God. We're called for the very purpose of reflecting the kingdom of God, allowing him to expand in our lives. And that is why it's so important to have a right relationship with God. And you and I, we can't make it in this life effectively fulfilling the Word of God and having the experiences that the Word of God tells us that we need to have in our lives or should be having in our lives when we walk with God unless we apply the principles of His Word. The Word of God is designed to give you life. And that's why Satan wants you too busy for the Word of God. He says, you just keep working. You keep working. And before you know it, you've made a god of your work. And your work could be in the church. Your work could be on a job where there you earn a living. The work could be taking care of your kids and your family. And anything can become an idol or a god in your life except the Word of God, except your relationship with the Spirit of God. And that is why Jesus came. He came so that the same Spirit that rose him from the dead would be able to abide in us. This is what it's all about. In Matthew 11, 28 and 29, Jesus said, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you tired today? Are you weary? Are you tired of all of the things that the life is wrapping around you to try to suck the life out of you, to try to compress you? Well, God says, I can give you power to break free. That's what he does. And you won't have to struggle. He says, just take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from Jesus. Let Jesus speak to you. Look at his examples. Follow his ways. He says, I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Does your soul need rest? Oh, I believe you do. I know I do. And the more we abide in Christ, the more the rest of God expands in us. He says in 1 Corinthians 11, 24, Paul says, oh, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. If you've accepted Christ, this is why we do this. Join us as we pray. Join us as we pray this prayer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer broken.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord Father God, we just come to you, Lord God, in this new year, Lord God. We put all things aside, Lord, and we call on you, Lord
Jesus,
God.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, as we come into this new year, we ask for favor and mercy in our lives, Lord God. Lord. Favor and mercy in this new year, Lord God.
Jesus.
Bless our families, Lord Father God. And bless our walk, Lord God, as we walk into this new year, Lord God.
Yes.
Calling on you, Lord Father God.
Jesus.
Lord God. But if we stray, Lord God, break us, Lord God. Bring us back into a righteous walk with you, Lord God.
Jesus.
Don't let the world pull us away, Lord God.
Jesus.
Give us the strength, Lord God, and the vision to stay focused on you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
But again, if we're not in one accord with you, then break us, Lord God.
Bring us, Lord.
Bring us back.
Bring us,
Lord God. Oh, Lord God, let us have a blessed year this year, Lord God. Let it be a blessed year, Lord God. Let all our prayers be answered to you, Lord God. And may we praise you, Lord God. Praise you and praise you, Lord God. But again,
thank you, Lord.
If we're wrong,
Jesus,
and we've sinned,
Jesus,
then break us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for
thank
all
God,
that you do.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we have surrendered our life to the Lord, when we have yielded ourselves to God, that's when we're heated up enough for the Word of God to begin to take a root in our lives. Luke 22:19 says, when he had taken some bread and he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given. It's a payment for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us take this bread as it has been broken for each and every one of us. Did I put it over here? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. And let us eat together in remembrance. Do you remember? Do you remember what Jesus has done for you? Do you remember when he came into your life? Do you remember how you used to be? Do you remember that you are now changed? Hallelujah. The longer the tea bag sits in the water, the stronger the tea gets. Keep the word of God in your heart, so that you can gain strength in God. Let us remember and eat together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. The Lord of God tells us, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The word of God tells us the same way he took the cup after he had eaten. He said, this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. You and I were under a new covenant. It's not like the Old Testament. But we are under the covenant of the blood of Jesus. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. That's what that means. Our sin debt has been paid. And you and I can be free. All we need to do is call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. You shall be delivered. We will be set free. Whatever the situation is, call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon him. He says, while you are yet calling, I will have sent the answer. While you are still speaking, it will be already at work, coming to pass. saints of God, you can trust in the Lord Jesus. You can trust Him. You can stand on the very principles that He has given us. And it will change your life experience. You will experience newness in life. Join us as we pray this prayer before the Lord. This prayer of forgiveness and healing and deliverance by the blood of Jesus. Join us as we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, your presence is here, Lord God, and we are thankful,
hallelujah,
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We are thankful, Lord God, for a new year, Lord God. We are thankful for a new opportunity, Lord God. We are thankful for a new start, Lord God. We are thankful for you. We are thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent, Lord God, for the healing and the forgiveness of our sins. We are thankful for the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom washes away all sin, Lord God. So we come before you this morning, Lord God, and you hear the cry of your people, Lord God. You hear the burdens, Lord God. You hear everything, Lord God. But we thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness as we go into 2023, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord God, of my iniquities, Lord God. Forgive me of my thoughts and my ways, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, as a body, as a church, Lord God, as we go into a new year. Lord, let us not go into 2023 with the burden of unforgiveness, Lord. If there is any lingering unforgiveness in the midst of this body, we give it to you, Lord God. For those that are not here, forgive us, Lord. We are thankful for the body. We are thankful for the blood, Lord God. For the nail-pierced hands in which the blood represents the forgiveness of my sins and the forgiveness of all and those who believe, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Have your way in the midst of your people, Lord God, as we go into a new year, Lord God, that we would learn to forgive, cast our burdens into the sea of forgetfulness. Deliver us, Lord God, and bring us healing through this, Lord God. As we ask for forgiveness, Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for sending him. And we thank you for the blood. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And the Word of God tells us that he took the cup. And you and I have a cup. And it is the cup of suffering. It is the cup of remembrance. And that even as we endure suffering in this world, we remember that the blood of Jesus has covered us. And the blood of Jesus is a contract. The contract that says, God, I belong to you. I surrender my life to you. Lord God, make a way for me even when it seems impossible. Open doors that no man can shut. Make a way, O God, demonstrate the kingdom of God is at hand. Be the shelter, God, that I may run into you and be safe. It is a covenant agreement that the Lord our God is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. But he is with us always, even to the end of the earth. Let us remember these things in Jesus' name as we drink together. Let us drink. Hallelujah, Lord. Hey, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Lord, we glorify your name. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Oh, Lord God, the Word of God tells us that afterwards they went out to the Mount of Olives to pray. Hallelujah. And you and I, the Word of God tells us that we can bring our burdens to the cross. We can bring them before the Lord in prayer. And you've been given a slip of paper. By now, I Hope you have written down on that piece of paper, what is your burden? What is it that you're wanting to bring before the Lord? What is it that you have struggled with throughout the years, even up through the year 2022? This is our tradition to bring these burdens. We write them on the cross. We write them on the paper and we apply them to the cross. We're going to bring the cross to the front. Hallelujah. And as we come before the cross, bring your burden. Bring whatever it is that you're bringing before the Lord on this paper, and we can stick it. Stick it right on the cross. And these prayer requests will be prayed over by the ministries in the church. And as we bring them before the Lord, they will be burned in the fire. And they will be dissipated, where they will be remembered no more. They will be yielded over to God. The Word of God says, cast your cares upon me. Bring your burdens to the Lord. Let us come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember redemption's here, where your blood was spilled. I belong to you, only.
thank you, God, for all these, God. Remember them, Lord. Remember them, Lord. Oh, God, abarremete. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, God, Lord. We thank you, God, for hearing these prayers. Hearing these requests of you, God, that in this year you would do a new thing in all of these lives, that the Spirit of God would manifest himself. Lord, we surrender all to you. Do a new thing, oh God. Do a new thing. Let the testimony of the Lord be established. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for all that our ears have heard and our hearts have felt, for the life-changing power that is taking place even as we speak. God, show yourself, manifest yourself again and again and again. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. 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 And amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all and Happy New Year. And may the Spirit of the Lord go before you into this grand opportunity to represent the kingdom of God in 2023. In Jesus' name. God bless you as you go. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And all as Lord.